You're listening to a 1FM podcast. It's that time of week again. I've got Steve on the line. How's it going, Steve?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad, Josh. Well, we're back in suburban Melbourne again, and I think the reception will be a lot better than it was last week.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, you were having nice weather in Torquay. What's the weather like today?
It's very steamy, and we are expecting, of course, everybody knows when we do this show, but we're expecting quite a bit of rain, but that doesn't look anything like it at the moment, I can tell you, but it's very humid and about 25.
Okay, yeah, because in Shepparton today the rain has started to come. It's Wednesday, so yeah, the rain is coming, but yeah, it's not looking too good here at the moment, but it's a lot cooler, at least that's one good thing.
Yeah, that's right. Well, this week, Josh, I've sort of digressed a little bit from my usual platform of basically pop music, so I've gone to a gentleman who is an absolute star in country ranks, but he also made a bit of an impression on the charts in Australia with a couple of songs. But I've liked this guy's music for a long time, and it's Tom T. Hall.
Yeah, I know him. He's a country singer, isn't he? Something about watermelon.
Yeah, that's right. Old Dogs and Children and Watermelon Wine. That's one of the ones that you'll be playing at the end of the show, I can assure you of that.
Well, I look forward to it.
Now, this gentleman, Tom T. Hall, is actually nicknamed a storyteller and for a very good reason. Anyway, he was born in Olive Hill in Kentucky on May the 25th, 1936. He was one of eight children. His father was a brick plant worker and part-time minister, not very wealthy, and there was one of eight. I'm not sure what the breakup was there. He played guitar and wrote stories and poems at a young age, like a lot of these people seem to do. And by age nine, he'd already composed his first song, which was called Haven't I Been Good to You, which was inspired by neighbours' conversations and the music of the Grand Old Opry, which, of course, is a legendary area over in Nashville. He played double bass for a bluegrass group, which was called the Kentucky Travellers, and they appeared regularly on local radio. And then after working as a disc jockey, he joined the U.S. Army in 1957 and performed original comic songs on Armed Forces Radio. When he was discharged from the Army in 1961, he continued to work as a DJ and also was composing and performing his own songs. He was then signed to a songwriting contract signed by a Nashville song publisher called Jimmy Kay. He found success doing this, but really became known when his composition, and people will know this particular song, I would think, Harper Valley PTA, which was sung by Jeannie C. Riley, became a chart topper in both country and pop music charts in 1968. Now, this song was based on a real-life mother who had taken on the PTA in his hometown when he was a child. Now, this is the PTA, of course, meaning Parent-Teacher Association, for those who may not be sure of what that stands for. And then a song which I quite like also because of the last line of the song is the significant part of it, so you've got to listen to it. It's called A Ballad of $40. And this one in 1968 reached number four on country charts in the US and Canada. And now many more hits followed, and I'll quote quite a few of these, but this is not definitive, I can assure you. He had songs called Shoeshine Man, Salute to a Switchblade in 1969, 100 Children in 1970, The Year that Clayton Delaney Died, which people would be familiar with, The Monkey Who Became President, which is a very cynical song and people can certainly relate to it, Pamela Brown, which people would have heard of because that was a successful song in Australia, and that was in 1971, Old Dogs, Children and Watermelon Wine, which I think everybody would know. That was number one in the US and Canadian country, and is actually 20th on pop country charts in Australia. Another song called Ravishing Ruby and I Love came in 1973. And that song is driving me crazy, and Country Is were number one in the US and Canada country in 1974. But these are just the tip of the iceberg as far as this fellow goes. Other ones that were popular, the main ones that were popular here in Australia were Pamela Brown, which reached number 24, Old Dogs, and I Love, and they all charted fairly successfully in Australia. His smooth wit and easygoing nature made him a very popular person. He appeared on such shows as the as the Dean Martin Show. And he also hosted a TV show called Pop Goes the Country, which is probably, I would say, based on that particular title, a combination of combining the two into one sound. And he did that show from 1980 to 1983. Now, as with all these things, his style of music began to wane and he cut back on recording and public appearances. Although continuing to write plenty of songs, especially bluegrass type songs, and he did that in collaboration with his second wife, who we called Miss Dixie. Her actual name was Iris Lawrence. And he recorded with her from the mid-90s through to the 2010s. Then built and operated a recording studio at his home near Nashville and formed what he called the Blue Circle Record Label, which was dedicated to recording and publishing bluegrass music. He was inducted into the Kentucky Hall of Fame in 2002, the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2008, and which was a long time coming, and he attributed that to the fact that he was somewhat of a recluse and almost never collaborated with fellow songwriters. And he and Dixie, although she had passed by this stage, were inducted into the International Bluegrass Hall of Fame in 2018. So this was mainly country. They became legends in the country Hall of Fame genre. In 2019, he was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, which he viewed, he said later, as his proudest moment and the pinnacle of his career.
Yeah, well, it sounds like he should definitely earn that Hall of Fame.
Definitely, a lot earlier than that.
I agree.
He did say at the time he was very surprised for even being considered, but probably thought his time had passed anyway. So that's probably why he actually did pass away only about four months ago, on the 20th of August 2021 in Franklin, Tennessee. A couple of quotes from him. He once said that a song is just a song, and if it sounds country, it is country. 2012, he said, most of my songs are biographical, so I'm not very good at making up songs. I just wrote down things that I heard and knew about. It's one of my all-time favourites, Tom T. Hall, Josh, and my favourite Tom T. Hall song is Old Dogs, etc. And if you could play that for me, I would be greatly appreciated.
And here it is now, and you're listening to 1FM. And that was All Dogs, Children and Watermelon Wine. And what a great song by Tom T. Hall. And yes, I underappreciated him. I didn't realise how good he was. I didn't know he wrote Harper Valley PTA as well.
Yes, well, that was. I wasn't aware of that to start off with either. But once you find out these things, you start to appreciate the fact that all these other songs that he wrote too, it was just a progression from the original right through to the end. So the storyteller title that he's given is the most apt that I could possibly think of, because that's exactly what he does with most of his songs. And I've picked out three others, Josh. I could have, as I did speak to you earlier off air, and I said I could have picked about 10 or 15 of these at least, but I picked three others. One, The Ballad of $40. You've got to listen to the ending of that song and you understand why I think it's such a good song. 100 Children, which I think is a terrific little song, and The Monkey Who Became President, which is a very cynical view of the office of the POTUS these days.
Yeah, I think we can all think of a few people that fit that, but we won't mention them.
We won't mention their names, but this song, of course, was done quite a long time ago, but it's certainly very applicable today also.
Yeah, and not just the United States too, but yeah.
That's correct.
Great artist, one that I don't know a lot about country music, so it's probably someone I haven't appreciated and realised was so good.
No, well, I thought I'd just divert a little bit off the track, and I wanted to do this. I've wanted to do this particular gentleman for a month or two now, so I'm very pleased to have done it.
Yeah, it's a good artist. Thanks, Steve. Another great one, as always.
Well, Josh, certainly you've got a couple more lined up. I'm not quite sure who I'm going to have next week, but it'll be a male.
Yep.
And I might say that the next two that I do, the first names of the two gentlemen are the same, but that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to give anything else away.
Okay, that's interesting. I get no idea.
No, well, You'll find out in the long term. Yep. I'll just up with all the listeners, Josh. That's fine.
Yeah, cool. Well, you take care, Steve, and have a good week.
All the best to you and the listeners, Josh, and I hope that you enjoy the segment and certainly the songs that will be played.
I'm sure I will, and thanks. I look forward to talking to you next week. Don't get washed away down Melbourne.
Okay, thanks. All the best to you and the listeners, Josh. Thank you.
Thanks. See ya. Bye.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.